Winter birdwatch at the Somodi Bird Ringing Station. The swamps on the borders of Somodi near the Slovak Karst National Park serve as a temporary home for migratory and nesting birds. The Somodi Birdwatching Station, established in 1998, continuously monitors and researches the bird population living or appearing there from time to time. We asked Lubos Korita, professional assistant at the Faculty of Epizootiology of the Veterinary University of Košice, about the activities they carry out each winter. Anyone who has been on the E58 state road between Zepsi and Rosnio must have admired the suddenly prominent peaks of the Slovak Karst National Park, its beautiful valleys, which meander for several kilometres with the most breathtaking views, or the Zadilo Gorge Valley, one of the most unique gorges in Europe. Even though we are talking about a truly breathtaking area, many are unaware that the nearby swamps, situated only a stone's throw away from the main road, have an incredibly rich living population, not only in summer, but also during the harsh winter months. The beginning of our ornithological activities dates back to 1998, when the four founders of the Somodi Birdwatching Station tried to capture the very first birds in the area. The diverse habitat, the extremely dry and warm slopes at the foot of the Slovak Karst, and the open water surface proved to be more than the perfect task for this. Over time, it became clear that the Somodi marshland is home to extremely rich bird species that stay here pretty much all year round, said Lubos Korita. Complex research. As the movement of the birds changed due to the hard frost during this winter, the young specialist had recently redeployed his nets to catch some birds. According to Korita's words, the specialists are primarily invested in the numbers, species, and the sex of the birds that turn up in the area. They also do extensive research, which includes blood sampling of the individuals caught, and thanks to that process, can also identify the viruses and diseases that they may carry. It's an interesting and complex process that, in many cases, can seem boring and simple from other people's perspective. However, this is not the case. My colleagues and I are here for every season of the year. The deployment of the nets is not an easy task either, and untangling the trapped birds from the nets requires extremely precise hands and comprehensive expertise. When inspecting the birds during the winter months, we are primarily curious about their physical condition, how prepared they are for the cold days, and whether they are able to survive the harshest of environments. Of course, not all birds are present in this area, but we have already met an individual that started his journey on the far end of Russia and stopped here for a short rest. We can identify their movement and path primarily from their rings they carry on their tiny legs. However, we also place a ring on them if we meet a completely new individual, Lubos Korita told our newspaper. Harmless intervention. According to Korita's explanation, the intervention, which may seem painful at first glance, is completely harmless to the birds. The captured individuals are kept in their hands just for a minimal time. Thanks to their work on the site, they are able to judge the state of the current bird population in the national park. Another purpose of the station is the monitoring of the spring and autumn migration of the birds that are moving on the southeastern migration line from Europe to Africa and vice versa. We also deal with big birds of prey, owls, woodpeckers and ducks. So far, we have captured around 130 different bird species, which translates to approximately 18,000 birds annually. The area is not only for our research purposes, but also for our other specialists, for the public, for school groups and other professionals who visit us every year. The amount of our visitors is monitored with a laser device hidden deep inside the bushes. Unfortunately, the current coronavirus epidemic has frustrated our plans for the past 12 months. We have become more limited in the field, and we also lost a great amount of returning visitors, Korita told us. The Birds of Paradise project, funded by the Interreg VA Slovakia-Hungary 2014-2020 cooperation program, came to its end in December 2020. The project aimed to expand the amount of ornithological camps for both professionals and the general public to make the site more accessible and to develop and expand the equipment needed for their everyday functioning.